According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, Iran was sending more than 50,000 students a year to American universities before that country's 1979 revolution. Now there are about 10,000 a year, including at universities like Ball State in Muncie. Ken Holland with Ball State Center for International Development spent part of June in Iran at a scientific research summit to discuss collaborations between universities from the two countries. In a phone interview while still overseas, Holland says the open dialogue led seven Iranian schools to inquire about partnering with Indiana schools.
Most of the professors we met had either earned PhDs in America or had children who are currently enrolled or recently graduated from U.S. universities. So the ties between the universities and the United States are very, very close even now.
Holland says one Iranian man he met didn't need an introduction to Ball State because he was a graduate.
At one of the universities I visited, there was a professor of accounting who got his master's degree from Ball State. Yeah, he actually teared up when he started describing the years he spent at Ball State and how wonderful the experience was, how friendly the people in Muncie were.
Some in Congress, including in Indiana's delegation, have said they don't like the proposed U.S.-Iran deal and will vote down its approval. Holland says that would leave the country out of an opportunity to collaborate.
We're very, very impressed, with the sophistication of the kinds of scientific achievements that they have accomplished even under sanctions. Congress were to veto the deal, then you'll see a tremendous increase in connections between universities in Europe and Iran, and also universities in Russia and Iran. So we'll be left out of that exchange.
While there are still thousands of Iranian students studying in the U.S., only two American students were studying in Iran in 2013. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.